Hi, I'm Marian McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is the sumptuous singer and pianist Diana Krall. With her exquisite tone, she sings great songs with a joyous sensitivity totally unmatched by her peers. In other words, you're the best.
No, I can't.
You're the best.
That's too much.
How are you?
I'm good for 7.5 months pregnant, a little over 7.5 months pregnant.
I think it's amazing.
With twins.
and the thing that's amazing is they're in there listening to you sing great songs.
I've been playing up until 2 weeks ago, and I've been hearing a lot of different kinds of music in the last 2 weeks, and it's really good for me. The only thing I have is I have carpal tunnel quite badly in my hand, so I won't be playing piano so much today. But that's
my goodness.
But that's great because I get to sing with you. And I don't have a lot of air because my liver is now up in my armpit. Because <they're
laughs>
everything's being pushed up. So it's all good, though. It's all for good reason.
As long as your voice isn't all pushed up.
I don't have as much strength that I've had. But I love to sing, especially to be on your show, which I've been listening to since I was maybe 15 years old. So it's a big deal for me.
My goodness, remember when I first talked to you on the phone?
I thought, who should I talk to? In my life, I've searched for mentors, and I've found good ones in, people like Ray Brown and Jimmy Rolls. But I wanted to talk to a woman who had come from a place far, far away, as you did.
I certainly did.
Coming from Vancouver Island, I would listen to your show, and I would listen to Prairie Home Companion every Saturday. That was what I did with my family. And I thought, well, I'll call you because you're a woman and I can talk to you and ask for advice. And I guess I was bold enough to call you and find a telephone number, but I never thought in my wildest dreams that you'd call me back. So it was your service. I left a message, and then I went out with my friends, I think, and I came home, and my dad, being a fan and a listener, came home very, and he still talks about it, being quite stunned. I came in the door, and he says, Marian McPartland called. What were you doing calling Marian McPartland? He was like, it was a big celebrity, calling you. So, and I was so, I never forgot it, that you took the time to call me back and have a conversation with me on the telephone, because I was confused at the time of, I wanted to leave, Vancouver Island and go to New York. And so I wanted to ask you, how would I do that?
Did I make a sensible reply?
Yeah, you were very kind to me. And I think it just meant so much to me that we spoke, that I was able to actually talk with you.
Well, it was
and
so
here we are.
Obvious that you were such a nice person. You could tell on the phone.
I had very good parents and who played me lots of great jazz music and other kinds of music as well, not only jazz. So I had a great environment. And they also encouraged me to go and find out things for myself. But for that, I'm very thankful.
You have found out a lot.
Otherwise, I wouldn't be here with you on 37th Street in New York City.
let's do a song.
Yeah, okay, good.
What'll we do?
I always associated this song with listening to my dad's records.
What's the song?
Oh, If I Had You. Yeah.
Oh,
it could be a number of them.
That's
it?
A good one.
Okay.
All right, shall I do a little intro?
Yes, okay. Please.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could turn the gray skies to blue if I had you. I could leave my old days behind. All my pals, I'd never mind. There is nothing I could undo if I had you. I could climb a snow-capped mountain, sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross a burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a queen, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. Cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a queen, dear, uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you.
My voice has gotten lower.
It sounded great.
That, told me that would get lower, and I think if that's possible, you know, for my voice
to go lower.
Well,
it's joining your liver.
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
50 Ways to Love Your Liver.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, that was fun.
Oh, that was great. And I'm thinking of all the great songs I've heard you sing, and your new record has got so many good songs.
It's a wonderful time in choosing songs for me. Always has been, because you know I was a big fan of Dave McKenna. I still am, but
yeah.
I just played all his records when I was a kid, and I learned a lot of tunes. I mean, talk about someone who knows tunes.
Yeah, he knows a lot.
Every single one I think ever written.
But you picked a great one for the title From This Moment.
Yeah.
Moment on.
Yes.
Did it have a special sort of significance? Is there a reason why you picked that tune? Or?
Well, I always liked the way Frank Sinatra sang it. And I also listened to Kenny Dorham's version of it as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, always one of my favorite trumpet players. And I think after doing The Girl in the Other Room and writing with my husband, Elvis Costello, it was a very intense process. And performing that music for almost 3 years was an intense and wonderful experience. And I wanted to do a standards record again, but I think that expressing yourself through other people's, through the American popular song, and it, as a jazz musician, is just a different form of expressing than writing. And the lyrics definitely appeal to me, but it also appealed to me as a jazz musician.
Well, and
it has to go hand in hand sometimes.
Yeah, but it had the kind of lyrics that go with the way you are right now, with all these new things happening. In fact, I wanted to ask you, how did you meet Elvis?
We met at an awards show. We met at the Grammy Awards
really?
A couple of times prior to 2002. It was actually right before I lost my mom. I was presenting with him and Gwen Stefani, and we became friends for, you know, a while. and now we're...
You did become friends.
A family, yeah.
You're a family.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It's been great. I'm happier than I've ever been. So from this moment on, I think reflects that. I think it talks about, it's more of sort of a hopeful song. But, you know, I found out I was pregnant while I was doing this record. So it was a hopeful thing for me to sing about. But I think live performance is still the best for me because you're not defined by 12 songs on a record. It's just a painting. It's just a picture or a snapshot of one part of you. But when you do a concert, then you can incorporate all your repertoire and things that you haven't sung before and new songs and old songs, and it becomes more of a complete piece than just sort of one, you know, 12 songs on a record. So
well,
I like that.
When Elvis was doing the date with me and you sang Body and Soul, that was the most live performance. We could do that again, couldn't we?
Sure. We didn't rehearse. We just came up. That was great. I enjoyed that so much to hear you and Elvis together. You know, he loves you. And it's...
Well, let's do it. What key is it in?
E flat.
Oh, that's a good key.
Sad and lonely, for you I sigh, for you, dear only. Why haven't you seen it? I'm all for you, body. I spend my days in longing and wondering why it's me you're wrong. I tell you I mean it. I'm all for you, body and soul. I can't believe it's hard to conceive it that you turn away romance. Are you pretending? It looks like the ending. Unless I could have one more chance to prove, dear, my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours for just the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body. Romance.
the ending, unless I could have one more chance to prove to you my life a wreck you're making. You know I'm yours just for the taking. I'd gladly surrender myself to you, body and soul. Lovely. And no rehearsal.
Rehearse? What's that?
I know. It's jazz, right?
It's funny, that tune. It's 100 years old, but it's just a lovely tune.
Yeah. I haven't sang it for a long time. I recorded it when I was, I think, 26 years old. And it was sort of a lot to tackle at that time.
Was it? Was it hard?
I think so.
Well, why did you pick it? Just one of many
great... I probably related to the lyrics even at that age.
Well, how do you pick songs? Does it have to do with the lyric, or of course it does, but I mean certain
songs. It's to do with the lyric and to do with pleasing me as a jazz pianist. So there's some things that are fun to play on as a piano player, but the lyrics aren't that big a deal. And then some lyrics that are very, very, there's some songs that I just won't do because they're too hard, you know. So it depends on if I can sing them, because my range is quite limited. But it's finding a combination of, it's most importantly, I have to be able to find a story in the song. But I'll sort of have songs in my head for years before I try to, before I'm ready to do them.
Oh, really? Right. You just rolling around in your head?
Yeah, like for instance, How Insensitive, I started working on, you know, I have notes day in, day out, things like that when I was a kid. But then all of a sudden something clicks and you feel ready to do it.
Amazing.
Things like Lush Life, I don't know if that'll ever happen, because I just think that song is just so big, and it's something I wouldn't attempt yet.
You will, though.
I don't know.
I'll bet. Well, there's more to come with Diana Krall. Our program is made possible in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, which believes that a great nation deserves great art. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. What was the first big thing you did when you started out?
Well, I moved to L.A. and I studied with Jimmy Rolls. And I think the first big thing was I played with Stacey Rolls. We played a duo gig, and I remember Leonard Feather came to review us. That was kind of a big deal. And playing with Ray Brown, I think that was the first time I ever played with Ray Brown, was a pretty highlight of my life.
Exciting.
And it keeps going on. I mean, Oscar Peterson came to our show 2 weeks ago, and I couldn't believe it. And all of us were playing all our you know, he's there, so you're sort of playing for him.
It's true. When somebody like that comes in, you do sort of... Yeah. Play for them, don't you?
Yeah, you can't help it, and it's in a positive way, because you could be so nervous that you could ruin your good time, and you kind of have to put all your ego away and fears, even though you have to acknowledge them. But then when it comes time to play, I remember when I first met Oscar, it was at Montreal Jazz Festival, but then just last year, to celebrate his 80th birthday, I went to his house for dinner, and he said, kind of, Diana, let's go downstairs and play some piano. And I was like, this is not happening to me, you know. And I hesitated, and then I thought, oh, what the hell, you know, you know, get turned down playing with Oscar Peterson. We ended up singing Nat Cole tunes together and playing Just Can't See for Looking. If I would have hesitated or got into the weird ego space and fear, I would have lost the opportunity to have such a joyful, wonderful time. So that's why I came to New York, so I could go and hear people like you and Cedar Walton and Kenny Barron you know,
now you're one of them.
No, I'm not. No, I'm still the student, and I don't mean it like sort of false modesty, like, oh, shucks. But I really feel like I still feel like a 16-year-old kid, that I'm still looking to learn, and I still have mentors and ask questions, and I'm struggling.
Well, me too.
But I do feel more self-accepting than I have before.
I would think
so. But you say you too?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And especially, I learn a lot on piano jazz with some of the people that I have. Mm-hmm. Well, we could sit here and chat, and I love every minute of it. We could do it all day, but we've got to have you sing a song. What'll we do?
Well, P.S. I Love You, which is something I learned also when I was...
Oh, I love that tune. I haven't heard that for years.
Yeah, I have a very clear idea in my mind about that song. It seems very bittersweet, and, you know, you get a story. I get these sort of movies in my head sometimes when I have songs, and some of them change and some of them stay, and this one has stayed the same.
Well, that has a real story. It's a good story. I just need to know what key it's in, that's all.
P.S. I Love You is in the key of F.
Okay.
Dear, I thought I'd drop a line. The weather's cool, are fine. I'm in bed each night at 9. P.S. I love you. Yesterday we had some rain, but all in all, I can't complain. Was it dusty on the train? P.S. I love you. Write to the Browns just as soon as you're able. They came around to call. I burned a hole in the dining room table. Let me see, I think that's all. Nothing more for me to say, but I'll know. But by the way, everybody's thinking of you. Put a sign up, think.
gotta buy us a new set of dishes, or wash the ones that are piled in the sink. Nothing else to tell you, dear, except each day seems like a year. Every night I'm dreaming of you. P.S. I love you.
Gee, you sing that song so beautifully, it just knocks me out.
Well, I'm still a little, like I keep saying, a little more challenged than usual. So things I did 8 months ago, I can't reach as well as I used to, but the feeling is there. And you sound wonderful, Marion.
Oh, thank you. I'm playing and I'm thinking, I wonder if she's going to like this type of thing or... You know, you're not going to come over here and say, don't play that.
No, part. It's nice that we're both, we know that's the first time we played it together. We didn't rehearse.
That's at what's all. Amazing. So I was thinking
it's nice to just sit down and it's very, like we're at home.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
We are very much at home. Well, we'll have more music in just a minute. Diana Krall is my guest. For more information about piano jazz and a list of the tunes played on today's program, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. I'm Marion McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. I would love to hear you do Little Girl Blue.
If you play it for me.
There's nobody else here. It's going to have to be me. How will you do it? Will you do like two choruses?
Yeah, I can do two choruses and that's it. Play a verse and I'll do... Okay.
Okay.
Sit there and count your fingers. What can you do? Count the raindrops you can count on are the raindrops that fall on little girl blue. No use, old girl. You might as well surrender. Your hopes are getting slender. Why won't somebody send a
such a beautiful song, and it just takes somebody like you to do it justice.
I don't know. I listened to Nina Simone sing it when I was a
oh, yes.
A young student, and listened to her. And of course, I love the way Andy Bay sings it too.
Yes.
Yeah. Chet Baker, of course. You know, there's a lot of great recordings. People always ask me, how can you do these songs? But if you felt that way, you wouldn't do anything, because there's so many great recordings of everybody singing everything.
Well, you've got your way of singing that is just totally special and different. No wonder you're doing so great.
Oh, I like to sing and I like to play.
Now, you did a song exactly like you.
Here's another song that I learned from Nat King Cole and Ray Brown, you know, Gene Harris, years ago. And just never got around to singing it until the last year or so. But I've known it since I was a little girl.
What, exactly like you?
Yeah.
Well, that's such a good song.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'd love to hear you do it.
I'm going to do my best under the circumstances. I'm getting farther away, as Jimmy Rolls used to say, you know, opposite your navel and above your knees. I think that was the title of his book, you know, on how to find middle C, but it's far away from my navel at the moment.
Oh, God.
But here I go anyways.
Know why I've been blue, prayed each night for someone exactly like you. Why should we spend money on a show or two? No one plays those love scenes exactly like you. You make me feel so grand. I want to give the world to you. You make me understand each foolish little dream I'm dreaming, every scheme I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She meant me for someone exactly like you. Little dream I'm dreaming, every scheme I'm scheming. I know why my mother taught me to be true. She made me for someone, my baby, exactly like you.
Oh, I just loved that.
I took a turn somewhere that I didn't mean to. The piano player went where the singer didn't want her to go.
I thought
sometimes
you...
I have troubles with my piano player.
You reminded me of Jimmy Rhodes with that.
Oh, that's a great compliment. He's been on my mind lately.
I love Jimmy Rhodes.
When I heard him, it was all over for me.
Boy, when I had my record company, Halcyon, I recorded Jimmy Rhodes myself. Alec Wilder asked me to do that. I remember now. Hmm. I'll give you, $5,000 or whatever if you'll record Jimmy Rhodes for Halcyon. And I did.
Which record is that, then?
The Special Magic of Jimmy Rhodes.
You have that because there's a lot of stuff I have on
You don't have this one,
tape.
But I'll see that you do.
Yeah.
A tune I'm dying to hear you sing, Wrap Your Troubles.
I've never sung that tune before.
You never have?
No, never. This will be the first time.
Well, that can't be bad.
No, not with you. But it's a song I learned because I listened to, I think I knew most Bing Crosby tunes with early 1930s Bing Crosby. So that's another great.
Well, let's do Wrap Your Troubles.
Okay.
When skies are cloudy and gray, they're only gray for a day. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Until that sunshine peeps through, there's only one thing to do. Wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. No use to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream your troubles away. Castles may tumble, that's fate after all. Life's really funny that way. But no need to grumble, smile as they fall. Weren't you king for a day, say? Just remember that the sunshine always follows the rain. So wrap your troubles in dreams and dream. Dream your troubles away.
For somebody, you say you've never sung the tune. I've never played the tune with
you. We're doing pretty good.
I think we're doing amazingly.
Yeah, these are just rehearsing on tape here.
This is just the tip of the iceberg.
It's nice, yeah.
Isn't it?
It's fun.
Fun. Well, there's more coming up with Diana Krall. Our program is made possible in part by the Friends of Piano Jazz and is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. I'm Marian McPartland, and this is Piano Jazz from NPR. Visit us on the web and subscribe to our podcast, Piano Jazz Shorts, at pianojazz.npr.org. you're singing in a club or concert hall, what do you do if you ever forget the lyric, or do you?
Oh.
What happens?
I know, I have this pile of music on the piano just because being overtired once I forgot the words to something I've sung a million times. So sometimes I just have them there just in case I have a little, you know.
But you never do.
Brain fry. not very often, but I kind of have them there and they just sort of sit there and I don't really look at them, but they're there. And actually, in my conversation with Oscar Peterson, you know, he was saying, I don't like it when musicians have the music in front of them. It's really not good for jazz musicians. And I was sitting there going, well, yeah, I know, but I do sometimes. So, but I think when I start forgetting lyrics, like I did this song, Peel Me a Grape, you know, the Dave Frischberg song.
Oh, I love that song, yes.
Well, I haven't sung it in 6 years. And people always sort of yell it out, and I never sing it because I just don't feel it anymore. It's a great tune, and I love Dave, but it's just not right for me anymore. But that was one tune where I started tripping on the lyrics, and then I just kind of went, this is time to give this song a rest, because I'm not very good at just kind of doing something that I don't feel honest about.
Well, you shouldn't have to.
No, so I just don't do it anymore, and I thought, well, I'll do it when I'm ready to do it again, but so far hasn't happened. But that's the only song I really, that was time to put it away for a while.
But you never put away Sunny Side of the Street.
No, and I love George Shearing, you know, of course, as we all do, and I love the way he plays this, and he did this record called A Perfect Match with Ernestine Anderson, and if your listeners don't have that recording, yeah, it's an amazing record. But for that one, that performance with him and Ernestine just singing that as a duo is just, it's incredible.
I'll have to hear that sometime.
Yeah, it's great. It's on Concord, I think. Here I go. Okay.
Your coat and take your hat, leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that bitter pat? Know that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade. But now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if I never have a cent, I'd be as rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street. Thank you. shade with my blues on parade. Shout da 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 da. But now I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over, and if I never, never have a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny, on the sunny, on the sunny, sunny side of the street.
I loved it. I never heard it done quite like that, so.
Well, sometimes I feel like I'm not quite sure the way I want to do it. I like taking songs like that and singing them as a ballad or trying them different ways, depending on how I'm feeling. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do a tune for you.
Oh, great.
This one's going to be called Portrait of Diana.
I'm very honored.
Thank you.
was beautiful. I love this. I love that going from that minor like that. It's so, and then it resolves like that.
I never know if it's going to go there.
Yeah,
I never know.
I love that feeling it gives. It's beautiful.
You know, I've had such a good time.
I always have a good time with you. Thank you so much for having me today and for being such a good friend to me, too, you have been. So I appreciate that so much. I admire you so much. I have for a long time, as I told you.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's been just the best day today.
We've got one more tune, and that's what My Shining
Hour.
Yeah,
My Shining Hour. That's a good one. Another tune I've been working on for a long time, and just got around to recording it, but still didn't feel quite like I'm still working on it.
Well, today is going to be the day you have it down.
It's a work in progress. So,
shall we?
Yeah, how are we going to do this? We'll find out.
I've got A flat.
A flat, yeah.
And is it slow, medium?
You can do medium.
Okay.
This will be my shining hour, calm and happy and bright. In my dreams, your face will flower through the darkness of the night, like the lights of home before me. You're an angel watching over me. This will be my shining hour until I'm with you again.
That's the end. Thank you very much, Marion.
You've been listening to Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland and her guest, Diana Krall. Join us each week at this time as Marion welcomes other outstanding artists for an hour of conversation and improvisation. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV Radio. The producer is Sherry Hutchinson, recording engineer Duke Marcos, assistant recording engineer Tay Kim. Mastering engineer David Mitchell. Production coordinator David Lyon. Executive producer Elaine Freeman. We love to hear from you. Our email address is pj@scetv.org. Our postal address is 1041 George Rogers Boulevard, Columbia, South Carolina, 29201. To learn more about the artists and music selections on Piano Jazz, visit our website, pianojazz.npr.org. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, ArtWorks, from the Friends of Piano Jazz, and from NPR. Support for NPR comes from NPR contributors, which include the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, presenting the MacArthur Award for Creative and Effective Institutions. Winners are at macfound.org. And the William T. Grant Foundation, supporting research to improve the lives of young people. Online at wtgrantfoundation.org. This is NPR.